Okay, seriously, who said that? Get up. Give that guy a round of applause for a good troll. Forcing creativity. So, with that troll out of the way, how are you guys doing? Okay, we've got 3 times the people in here that we've had any other time I've asked this question, so I'm going to run it by you one more time. Hopefully just one more time. How are you guys doing? That's definitely more like it. Okay, now that I've got most of you guys here, how many guys are just coming up here from working on the second floor, tearing everything down? Okay, actually give a round of applause for the row of people in the back. Who, if you go downstairs, you'll find that I believe the second floor at this time is mostly torn down, and it's thanks to those guys and everybody who is down there in all of the departments, Hackerspace Village, Lockpicking Village, the Radio Statler guys, all of those guys, everybody who had a spot on the second floor has done a tremendous job in helping get it all taken down in record time. So another round of applause for those guys and all of you. For those of you who don't know, Mr. Steele, who always has the Saturday night spot at the Hope Conference, ended up setting a new record for himself. How many people know what time he actually left the stage? No, it was actually 8:05. Like, he blew past his previous record by 3 hours. So give him a round of applause. Hopefully he's still alive. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was the weird part. He took literally, he was up the whole conference, took a 2-hour nap before his show, went, did it until 8 a.m., and then the first thing he tells me to get off stage is like, oh yeah, here's my valet claim check for my car. Can you go down and have it ready for me? And I look at him and I say, really? And he's like, yeah, really. Half an hour later, he was in his car and driving back down to Virginia, which is a 5-6 hour drive at this time of day. So actually, can anyone confirm that he's still alive? I'm almost not being serious about that. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Okay, we're going to get started with closing ceremonies here in just a little bit, and I'm going to keep hitting on this in the time that I'm here, but because Steele was here until 8:05, the hotel actually didn't get a chance to clear the room. And so even if you have to catch a bus right after this or take off, head to the airport, or you know, you're just tired and you want to get off site, please, if there's a little paper cup by you, some trash, if the chairs aren't straight, on your way out, if everybody just picks up one thing off the floor, this room will be spotless. And I'm going to give you guys a round of applause in advance for that. So thank you for helping clean up. And those of you who can spare, an extra hour, an extra half hour, or volunteers who are looking for their last 1.5, 2.5 hours to meet their 10-hour requirement for their volunteer shirt, if you could stick around, all of the people who have a black AV lanyard, those are AV techs, who are all volunteers, and who, I know, I do this every time, but they deserve an extra special round of applause. Nobody working AV on the lighting, the sound, the video was paid this year. They're all volunteers. They brought in and sourced all the equipment to bring a fabulous show to here. Can we give a huge round of applause to the AV techs? Adam, if you're back there, get up, yep. And actually, Rudy, stand up. This guy's been on shift doing hardcore, precise AV tech work for 23 hours during this conference. In the top 10, give him a huge round of applause. Okay, and with that, as is traditional, we have a special performance by Johannes Grenzfurthner and his Monochrome crew. Give Johannes a huge round of applause. I have no idea what he's doing. Nobody ever does. But he's taking the stage. Thank you.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, my name is Johannes. That's me, and I am part of a Monochrome from Austria, known for mass murder and music. And there's a big question mark in Impact Fund. Okay, why? Okay, so last year, no, 2 years ago. That was a fail. 2 years ago. I kind of like did the whole thing with like burying hope, and then it was like a zombie because it's lived on and stuff. So people came and said, hey, there should be something in the closing, like a closing performance of some kind, do something. And they came. And finally, like half an hour, I decided, okay, let's do something. So I sat down with my PowerPoint and thought of what could I do. I kind of promised it would something be like music and stuff, and I thought, what's the really interesting big thing going on? Of course, it's WikiLeaks, okay? WikiLeaks, the big American drama, okay? Jacob Applebaum, off stage, in plane, to Europe! Yes! Okay, yeah? So, Lamo is here! Yeah, drama, theater, spectacle. Perfect. And what we really need is to think that we are important. Yes. So what we need is more drama. And the best way to tell the story of WikiLeaks and Assange and Applebaum and Lamo is ballet. Okay. Okay, it's a huge controversy, and we like controversy, especially if it's about hackers. And some people, I talk to many hackers here, they think, well, I feel isolated, and I don't know what to do, and our whole posse is so 1990s, and we can do it. We are important, and we have to sing about it. So, I didn't have enough time to write a new song, but I thought, I mean, we are in... Oh, unicorn. Oh. We're in America, and we like unicorns. The unicorn is the perfect metaphor for the whole controversy. Unicorn, everyone likes unicorns. You know, there's even anal porn with unicorns and all that stuff, okay? So we like unicorns, and of course, especially Mr. Lamo, we like America, okay? So, America, by the way, is pretty much underrated folk rock band from the 70s and 80s, and they wrote a song about a unicorn, and who knows it? You don't know it? Whatever. You don't want to admit it, but I know you jerk off every night listening to the unicorn. Okay? Yeah. That's the first part of the lyrics, okay? And it's so rich in metaphor, it's perfect. When the last eagle flies America, or like non-America, or Europe, or the last crumbling mountain that could be Iraq, or the States, or society, or a computer system, and the last lion roars that could be Applebaum, or what's his name? Lamo, or whatever, yeah? Or... the dusty fountain, of course, that's the desert, or the shadow of the forest, like Canada, where all things are better, or and she may be old and worn democracy, but they will stare unbelieving at the last unicorn, whatever that is, America, the States. WikiLeaks, Iceland, whatever, okay? So, go on to the next one. When the first breath of winter, it's fascism coming in, okay? Through the flowers is icing, it's like, You know, like flowers are beautiful, but ice flowers, it's crystalline, it's wonderful, it's like the drug of cyberspace, perfect. And you look to the north, and a pale moon is rising, the rising moon of hope, and it seems like all is dying and would leave the world to mourn. For example, that the feds didn't really show up and catch Applebaum. And in the distance, I hear the laughter of the last unicorn. I don't know. I'm alive. I am alive. Okay, so you've seen the lyrics. I want you to sing with me. And if you want to, if you have like Club Mate, yeah? When you hear us singing, I'm alive, I am alive, take the mate, shake it, open it up, and let it leak! Okay. Fountains of mate! Okay. So, the ballet of WikiLeaks. I even have a rainbow-colored background. It makes it harder to read, but it's really fancy, okay? So let's try it. And you see, there's so much metaphor in it. Whenever you feel like lame-o or asinage or whatever, get up and scream. Do it, and do the crazy things, whatever. You can do it. You know, we're all gay anyways. It's perfect, okay? Let's try it now.
Fountain in the shadow of the forest, though she may be old and worn, they will stare unbelieving at the last unicorn. When the first breath of winter through the flowers is icing, and you look to the north, and the pale moon and it seems like all is dying, would leave the world to mourn. In the distance, I want to hear you laugh. It's the laughter, of the last unicorn! I'm alive! In Comic Sans, I'm alive!
That's enough. Thanks. Thanks. It's kind of hard to hit the end, I know. Thank you very much. My name is Johannes of Monochrom. And enjoy the rest of your evening. Get drunk, get fucked, whatever. Good night.
Thank you.
he's Austrian. I don't think he knows what you're talking about. All right, What? Okay, and one more round of applause for Johannes, everybody. All right, so now we're here for closing ceremonies. Could I get Emmanuel, Greg, Bernie, everybody up to the stage? Everybody, everybody. Yep. Guys, let's give everybody, all of the people who you see on stage right now, come on, everybody up. Everybody up. So we have all of the departments of the Hope Conference to go through, and I think just to start off with, and you guys, we'll filter in one by one as we go later, but first off, Bernie.
Yes?
Are you ready to go?
No.
Okay. All right. Who up here is actually ready to go? Rhodey, are you good to go?
Yeah.
Do security? All right, everybody, Rhodey, head of security, give him a huge, huge round of applause.
Okay, all of this was concocted on a Mac at the last minute. Yeah, I know. First of all, everybody in an orange shirt that's here, raise your hand. That's it, come on. These guys worked like mad. Don't know why they show up every couple of years to do this over and over and over again, but they're an incredible blessing. So far this weekend, I don't think we had anything really stolen. We did have one bomb threat outside. No, we won't be doing anything with the last unicorn. But anyway, I have a couple of notes here, but I wanted to acknowledge, I'll put it to you this way, it's my security dream team. Frank, Kush, where are you? Hello? Okay, they're backstage, they're hiding. Down there. Oh, okay. First of all, Kush got engaged, proposed here. So I'd like to congratulate him for probably the most irresponsible act at a con. And I'm glad Nicole's not here because I'd have gotten beat up for that one. Anyway, Frank, where are you? This man takes care of everything that happens at night. For some reason, he likes working at night. Everything goes smoothly. Well, except for the things that don't go smoothly. And he just, huh?
But they're not his fault.
They're never his fault. It's usually my fault or Kush's fault. I know I wrecked one of the Segways during the weekend, but we won't talk about that. I will tell you that, yeah, they should have a breathalyzer on those things. Yeah, no drinking and Segwaying. I will tell you that right now. All right, let me get to this. A long time ago, there was hope. Anybody here that was at the first? Okay. We have been beyond hope. We've survived H2K, and we were worried that 2 years ago, thanks to, where'd he go, that there was going to be the last hope. We in the community have married, divorced, and started on the next generation. I've seen so many kids in here, and those parents who brought their kids to this conference, man, that's phenomenal. Every conference, besides running security, I get to watch the crowds, I get to listen to the talks, and I've watched our community grow. Our influence is felt in most segments of society today who probably don't even realize we're there. Our community, this whole time, has gotten a chance to raise their voice and say enough is enough about hidden agendas and how the world is being run. There used to be a Hollywood thing, movie, I can't remember which one it was, some Hollywood movie about the hacker generation. Yeah, that started this cry, hack the planet. It's been jokingly bantered for decades ever since. The truth really is, we own the fucking planet. That's it? That's all I get for this? It is every one of y'all's responsibility in some way, shape, or form to change the planet for the better. Every little thing that you do, no matter how insignificant you think it is, plays into the bigger picture, either good or bad. If you've watched some of the talks and been appalled, it's time for you to make your voice heard. Those of you who work in technology, you know what? We basically, all those people with iPhones and everything else out there, have us to blame for either the problems, the misuse of technology, or the incredible ability to use that technology for the better, to keep people who would normally have their agendas hidden and away from us out into the light. My joke usually is that I don't have skeletons in my closet. They're now either on Facebook or out in the front yard. We have the power. We all have the drive. This weekend, I think we're all pretty much united. Screw hack the planet. We own the planet. It's time to change the planet. Thank you all.
Hi, I'm Christopher Petro. I do AV stuff here. I think this is probably the best year we've had for AV stuff since I started. Things went really smooth. We didn't have any real problems. Trucks actually started showing up early. We planned at noon, and I got a call at 10 a.m. before I was even here saying, I'm out front. I'd sent them away, and I just hoped they'd come back later when they were supposed to. But yeah, everything went well. We already got one room torn down over there, and we're going to start on the second floor as soon as we're done up here. So I think things should go really smooth. And all of that's really due to the volunteers. We've got a ton of good people who really stuck with us this time. In the past, sometimes we've had people disappear, not show up for shifts. But this year, everything went really well. We had every shift booked by Friday, and almost everyone showed up for things. And all the coordination for that, and all the coordination of the crew on site and keeping everything running is what Adam does. So I'm going to introduce Adam here.
So I've only got a couple of my volunteers in the room at the moment because, as Chris just mentioned, we're actually almost done taking down Loveless already. Bell's been struck for over an hour. So If you haven't had an opportunity to get involved with the conference yet, right after closing ceremonies is your opportunity. Everything you see has to go, other than things that belong to the hotel, of course. So we can use a very large crew in parallel to be able to take down all of the sound, lighting, screens, everything you see here, and hopefully get out in a couple hours and maybe get some sleep tonight. So, I'd like to give a huge thanks to my crew. Like I said, a lot of them aren't in the room. A couple are back at the soundboard, lighting boards. We've been here all weekend. Especially like to give a thank you to my Carnegie Mellon alumni crew who's been coming out for years and years. A lot of the gear here you see is also Carnegie Mellon. So, I'd like to get a round of applause for them. Also this year, volunteering's been done a little bit differently. I'd like to give a big thank you to Nick and Lindsay. They've been doing a phenomenal job at sort of priming the pump, keeping people coming to us in any open slots, making sure people can actually go to the bathroom when they're doing a three-hour soundboard shift. And that's really a key. So if I get another round of applause for all the people who volunteered in those days. So I'm going to go back to taking down Loveless, but hopefully I see a bunch of you guys after the conference.
Okay, hi, I'm Tech Darko. I am the station manager for Radio Statler. How many of you listened to us this week? Good, good. How many of you actually don't know what Radio Statler is? Raise your hand. All right, for you people, look at the signs downstairs, damn it. We're the streaming audio station for Hope. We are the voice of hope to the world. We were streaming out from before the con started all the way through until they shut us down at 5 o'clock. We've got a couple people we want to thank. I mean, we're entirely, like everything else, volunteer run. We did so much better this year. This is our second time back. We did so much better this time around than we did last time. And it's really thanks to all the people who are working with us. I'd like to first introduce my chief engineer, Nick God, and our program director, Bunny, and thank them both for the incredible number of hours that they've put in over the last year just planning and getting all this stuff set up. Yeah, come on, give them a hand. Give them a big hand for all they've done. We also have a couple of really people who put in a lot of hours with us. Arca, Nemo, Alex, Saliqua, Dotret, Wardenwolf, Toggy, Stoppe, Laptop, Nixoff, Dino, Madjo, Amin, Abstract, AT Geek, all of our DJs who did the shows. Thank you so much for giving us content. Thank you so much for coming down and getting on air with us. Awesome. And we'd also like to thank the AV guys for getting us the audio from upstairs. We want to thank Telemonster, who's already left, but we want to thank him. Let's give them a round of applause for all the hard work they've done. Someone please break that. I'd also like to thank a couple of people who couldn't be here right now. Blake Gentry, who did our website design. Ryan, who did all of our graphics work. Stoppe, who did all of our web work. And I'd like to thank everybody else. Yes, thank you, Bacon, for making this run. I'd like to thank all of you for listening, all of you for making us actually work. I mean, we put all this work in, but unless you guys actually listen and get involved, none of it happens. So thank you all. Give yourselves a round of applause. And lastly, I would just like to thank everybody from 2600, E, Bernie, Mitch, Rob. Thank you guys so much for letting us come back and do this, for being here. We love it. I mean, it's so much work, but we love it. It comes together like this. I'd like to thank the Off the Hook guys for their special show, and I will see you at Hope 2012.
Hey everyone, I'm Porkchop. I am a sort of a general troubleshooter and network guy. I want to say thanks to all the network people, of course. You saw them up here an hour ago, so I'm not going to go through all that again. But I want to give a special thank you to everybody here who went above and beyond this year to make things go extra smoothly. I'm not sure we've had such a smooth conference before. So thank you. Thank you all for making me bored and not having to put out any fires. So thank you and good night.
Hi, I'll be quick. I'm June, I head of registration. I want to thank Megan, Mike, and Red Hack for putting in 16-hour days, and Ben Sherman for anticipating our every need before we knew we needed it. It was a lot smoother, a lot faster this year because we electronicized our registration system. Red Hack wrote the whole thing himself, and so he'll tell you all about it.
So last year, going to HAR, we got the idea there. They had these nice barcode tickets, and it was very fast checking in there. So we said, hey, that would be really neat to have. We could get that long line kind of sorted through really quickly. So I'd like to thank the HXX Foundation for sending us the scanners. They're the ones who ran HAR, and for kind of giving us the idea. I would like to obviously thank all the people that June's thanked, because without them, the software would be nothing. I'd like to thank everyone who brought a printed ticket. Thank you. And that's it. You know, I hope you guys had a great con. We did. So thanks a lot.
Hello, I'm Rob T. Firefly, and first and foremost, I'd like to thank that guy with the concertina. But you may have seen around you at this con some absolutely brilliant artwork, and also some stuff I had a hand in. I would like to thank the peerless art crew that we've had this year, who did their best to make sure we had a cohesive sort of theme and show. I'd like to thank my artistic partner and best friend in the world, Gray Frequency. Please stand up and take a bow. there were so many more people involved than there had been before. I want to thank Lexicon.Rit, Voltaire, Jen Savage, everyone, a million people whose names are escaping me at the moment, who had a hand in making sure we could all make this work. So, and the brilliant artists we had displaying on the mezzanine, the organizers of that. So thank all of you, and thank all of you for coming and giving us this brilliant event to share it with. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Aesthetix, and this is Rob. We are two of the people involved on the OpenAMD team. Did you guys like the badges? Cool. We just wanted to do a quick video and show you a little bit of the stuff in a little bit of time. So check this out. So this is a live visual of data that is of random people that are just going around the conference. So it's proof that it's worked, and we've created a Marauders map.
All right, so we mined a lot about you. One of the things we use socialhistory.js. Yes, we mined all your browser history. For all of you that disable JavaScript, you guys are awesome. You're not in the data set. But Lexicon is, including the cell he uses, the bank he owns, and the website he runs it. All this data set will be available for all of you to analyze at your convenience.
And we have a few people that we'd like to thank. This was a huge team and a great effort, and we couldn't have done it without any of you. So thank you all.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and I really want to thank everybody who showed up this year and the entire production staff, everybody that worked really hard to make this happen. And I was kind of helping out with any place I could fill in, and I really had a good time, and that's about it. I just worked really hard, and I don't know, it's been a really fun experience, and I was glad to share it with you and see all the wonderful information we shared as well. So there you go.
You guys were all great because you told your friends about this, everybody you know, and that's why we had such a full house, and that's why we didn't go broke and were able to do this next time. So thank you for spreading the enthusiasm about this conference. Without the buzz that you guys create, this doesn't happen. This is a group event, and I know you all helped make it happen. So. Thanks. There's one guy who I'm sure would much rather be here right now than in an army brig in Kuwait, Bradley Manning. Not necessarily part of our community, but he's part of our community now. And some of us have set up a web domain, bradleymanning.org, to share information about this case. At the 2600 merchandise table, there are postcards. You can send a postcard to Bradley Manning and tell him We're thinking about him. I can personally attest how much it means to be locked in prison as a guest of our government, and getting a message from the outside makes your day. So try to make his day, because he's not having a good time right now. I want to thank, on an unrelated thing, the W3VC team. It's an amateur radio team who put together an awesome exam session on the sixth floor. We had 73 people take amateur radio exams, and about half of them passed, which is amazing. It's the oldest form of communications hacking. So we had a station set up here. We contacted about a dozen different countries with 3 watts of power with no infrastructure around the world. Amazing stuff. I want to thank Scott Biben and Liv Cole of the Lost Film Fest, who put together some great programming throughout the conference. Tech Darko for saving my ass at the last minute with a social engineering panel with a great tech hack. And Ben Jackson for setting up the ham radio station with me. And a few vendors who donated some great stuff, which we're going to give away after the closing ceremonies. O'Reilly Publishing, No Starch Press, Bill Pollack there, Think Geek, Locksport International, Tool, the open organization of lockpickers. Ed Piskor, the hacker graphic novelist, cartoonist, gave us a bunch of books. And there's a lot more stuff, too. So everybody who helps out afterwards is going to be able to partake in those good giveaways. So thank you, everybody.
I'm Lexicon. I'm the project coordinator. I'm kind of the chief expediter for things that are getting dropped, and we need to push forward when we're trying to get the conference on the road. I run the email address projects@hope.net, and I 2 years ago started the AMD and the Radio Statler and helped start the installation audit, and amazing people have come along and actually picked it up and carried it. I kind of throw ideas out and other people get them done, and I want to thank everybody who has actually gotten stuff done after I said, wouldn't this be a good idea? If any of you out there have really good ideas that you want to do as projects for the next conference, I will continue to be projects@hope.net, so send me your ideas for what we should be doing next time. Thank you.
Oh, hi, I'm Gus. They said it could not be done. They said, if you're going to try to get hackers to dance, you're just going to fail right out of the room. The concerts we had a couple years ago, they're like, those weren't so successful. Johannes can't even get people to dance sometimes. But we did. You came out and danced. And if you didn't dance with me before, dance with me now. Dance with me now. There we go. Okay, excellent. Everybody can dance with their fingers. Thank you all so much for coming out and being a great audience for the 8 musicians and 4 visualists we had. Thanks to Frank and Bernie and Lex and a whole bunch of other people for being really super patient with that in the evening. Come back again next time. It's been the best birthday party I've had in a really long time, and it's just the greatest party I know. So thanks for coming. Yeah.
So I'm Nick Farr, and my job title here is volunteer coordinator. And I wanted to give a huge round of applause to all of the people who volunteered, the people who emailed volunteers@hope.net beforehand, and the people who just showed up at the conference saying, hey, give me something to do. Huge round of applause for the red shirts, the volunteers. So we've been trying a new thing this year, tracking hours that the volunteers have worked. First, I want to give special recognition. Is Flo up here? Is Flo? Yeah, stand up. Come on up to the stage. Come on up. Flo actually signed up to be a volunteer at 11 p.m. last night. And since that time, up until a few moments ago when he was dragged up here, he's been selling Club Mate, setting a absolute record, 18 hours at the helm, continuous shift with 3 5-minute breaks, selling Club Mate, and doing a great job. Give Flo a huge round of applause. Awesome. Yep.
Just one question. Did he drink Club Mate all the time to do that?
He says, of course. Awesome. Okay, I also wanted to just acknowledge a couple of really, really outstanding volunteers. Slowpoke, who was here throughout who's here throughout Steele's presentation, racked up a grand total of 26.45 hours throughout the conference. Hold your applause until the end for these guys. And we're going to announce the top award. Actually, Lindsay, could you come up here for just a quick second? Oh, you're right here? Oh. You know, I've been running around. I look like I'm busy, but really behind the scenes, sitting at the desk, kind of silent, Lindsay's the one that's been doing all of the work, my volunteer co-coordinator. Please give Lindsay a huge, huge round of applause. And so I also wanted to thank my other volunteers who will all be receiving gifts courtesy of Locksport International. Quick round of applause for them for providing gifts to the volunteers. So Tim Abremski wrapped up 26 and a half hours, Bolster 28.17 hours, Hinia 31 hours, and Redbeard in second place with 41.23 hours volunteered in the conference. Give these guys a round of applause. And Lindsay will be introducing the secret award for the volunteer who put in the most hours right now. So give Lindsay another quick round of applause.
So thank you to all of our volunteers, because you guys have been great. Special shout out to Redbeard, who brought me dinner one night, because I couldn't leave the table. So for the top volunteer, the one who put in just a ridiculous number of hours, we have a special prize. And so, as Nick said, we were asking people to put in 10 hours to get a volunteer t-shirt. And so this guy did enough hours to get 4 volunteer t-shirts, and then maybe like a small shirt on the side. 44 and a half hours. In 3 days, well, I guess if you count Thursday, 4 days. And so there's a little bit of a story behind this award. Now, many people called the hotel asking for the conference rate and were told they couldn't get it. And so we found out about this website that people were using to get an equivalent rate called easyclicktravel.com. Now, did any of you guys use that website? Yeah. So apparently, so many people were using it, they found out who these people were who were trying to all stay at the Hotel Pennsylvania for this rate and started to contact us. And so the volunteers email got one of these contacts, and we said, oh yeah, we'll take this thing you want to offer us for free. Yeah. And so that's what we're going to give to our top volunteer here, who is Rix, with his... He doesn't even know what it is. So this. So for his 44 and a half hours of being an awesome volunteer, Rix is going to have a free 3-day, 2-night stay at the Excalibur Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. It's really shiny, too. Thank you again to all of the volunteers. You guys have all been great. And congratulations to Rix.
Thank you. If I get an opportunity, I'd just like to say a few things. I volunteered a lot because I don't like to stand still, and I only sleep like 4 hours at a time, so had a lot of free time. And I spend a lot of that time with second place Redbeard, who... It's actually a very capable and talented volunteer, and once I realized it was mathematically impossible for him to beat me, I then went to sleep, so. So in the future, if they want more hours, they just need to have one or two volunteers sleep way less, and that should improve everyone else's performance.
Thank you.
Yeah, 4 hours. I'm envious. So my name's Mitch, and my main task for this one is wrangling people for the Hackerspace Village, setting up the hardware hacking area. And it was an amazing experience. When I went to my first hacker conference in 2006, Hope 6, here 4 years ago, I had no idea that I was going to be working with all these people that created the amazing experience that changed my life forever. Coming together, wow, you know, I was, tears filled my eyes because I was part of a tribe that felt like mine, ours. We create this together. It's totally amazing. And being able to give that back and help create that experience for countless other people is just so gratifying. And being part of the Hackerspace Village, where hackerspaces are represented from all around the world, you know, it's all about community. We all play our part, we share, we learn, we grow, and magic happens. We had a little taste of that here. Throughout the conference, the Hackerspace Village and the hardware hacking area was a little microcosm of that for me. But so many people whose first conference was the Next Hope came up to me at the hardware hacking area and were saying basically what I just told you about my first experience. They came here and felt, for the first time in their life, an introverted geek being part of a tribe that they felt at home in. It's really beautiful, and we all did that together. We all play our part. It's really amazing. And that's the power that we all have. We all have way more power than we ever thought or were taught. So, you know, from here, going out, share that with the world, the world we all live in that sorely needs it. So I'd just like to thank everyone who is part of all of this. You know, being a wrangler isn't easy, but, you know, wrangling all the amazing people that made it all possible is wonderful. So there were a few volunteers that made it super wonderful. There were 110 people that made, that enhanced their badges with the badge hacking kit. And this is not for beginners, and there were a few people that were up all night last night and the night before helping everyone who wanted to do it. And, you know, I'm horrible with names, so I won't even begin to try to remember them all. But thank you for putting in all of that work. And thank you for HTINC, the hackerspace in New York City, that provided all the solder irons and all the equipment. You made it all happen. So thanks, everyone. Go out and have a great life.
Bernie Esten mentioned that the 2600 store has also donated a couple of items for the post-teardown giveaways. Rob and Mary are still back there. You can still stop by and pick up a little shirt or some of this cool Tesla money on your way out. I don't know if anyone's mentioned, there's a new book. Do people know this? There's a new book, 2600 book. The 2600 letters are out. It's on Amazon and whatnot, but you can buy one here as well. Dear Hacker, yeah, the 2600 letters. So my name's Greg Newby. I'm the overall stage manager for this event, and it's been my honor to serve. As I think Mitch implied, I used to dream of getting 4 hours of sleep per night. I don't know that I've dreamed much in these last few nights, and I wonder somehow this clocking of hours. All this crew, we started most of the people you've been hearing from, mostly in December, January, putting this together, just hundreds and hundreds of hours. And we're all volunteers, but it's not just us. It takes a village, it takes a tribe, tribe's a good word, to pull off one of these. And what I want to highlight is that this is very much, as you see in other areas of our culture, a meritocracy. And you can make it happen by giving a talk, volunteering, and how do you become a leader of some sort? How do you come up with a project? How do you come up with an area? Well, you dream it up, you talk about it with people, and you put in the effort to make it happen. And huge thanks to everyone that's done that already, and also huge encouragement to all of you that haven't yet maybe taken that step to go ahead and take that next step. So last thing I want to say is, because I don't think he's in here right now, is a huge thanks to Ted. Ted is the video guy who's made all those DVDs, run his crew, kept the cameras running. That's been a fantastic success. You can buy DVDs on your way out. And of course, eventually they'll find their way into the stores and online and all that sort of thing. So thanks to Ted. And finally, I'd also like to thank the group that helped with some of the intros and talk transitions. You saw Gus earlier, who had Mike in the other room. We had Leia for a few sessions. Porkchop also helped out. And, of course, Laszlo as well. So it's been a fantastic experience on stage, all the transitions. The speakers were great, just amazingly smooth. And as I said, it was not at all a solo effort. So I hope to see you again in a couple of years.
I forgot to mention something we did new this year, which was the smartphone apps. How many people use the smartphone apps? All right. That's a lot of people. We have some stats here. Something like 632 people downloaded the iPhone app. There's an Android app, too. Don't have the exact number on that, but hundreds of people downloaded the Android app. There was also a web OS app for Palm phones. And that was written by Andrew Free. And the first two apps, both of them, the iPhone app and the Android app, are both written by Michael Lee. And it's an amazing app. I mean, we're going to have to do this again because it allows us to update stuff, you know, in real time. Whereas the printed program, we have to do days in advance, and there's always last minute changes. So I don't think we're going to get rid of a printed program, but it just really adds a lot to the experience. Just wanted to mention as far as the logistics and getting some of the door prizes, after we're breaking down, go to the info desk down on the mezzanine level. It's just after you come up the escalators and you turn right, that's where the info desk is there. Thurman, by the way, did a fantastic job there, and just want to thank him. So show up there after things are squared away, and you can claim your prize. And one last introduction to Nick Farr, who has a few more things to say.
And as most of you know, none of this would have been possible without the dream, the vision, and the efforts of our conference chairperson, Emmanuel Goldstein. Give him a huge round of applause for his closing comments.
I am so happy that you all introduced yourselves, and because I always forget people. I'm sorry when I forget people's names and don't thank them enough. But yeah, these people and you people, you're the ones that made this happen. I'm simply the one who was stubborn enough to say, you know what, this is possible. Because from the beginning, the very first hope, we were told it wasn't possible. You can't do this in the States. You certainly can't do this in New York in a hotel. What are you, crazy? But in 1994, we had a stubborn dream, and we fulfilled it right here in this room and the room next door. We had one track, 2 days, and a bunch of computers set up here. That was it. But it was still the biggest hacker conference in American history in 1994. And since then, of course, things have grown. There are many hacker conferences now. But I think this one's the best. I really do. And I say that not just because I'm involved with this one, but because I see the spirit here, and the spirit reminds me of what I see overseas. When I went to the Dutch meetings and conferences back in the late 80s and early 90s, that's what inspired me to say, this has to happen in the States. This kind of spirit has to come here. And what you guys have done is you've brought this collective spirit of curiosity, knowledge sharing, education, experimentation, mischief, all of that, to these halls, and you've done it in such a positive attractive way to other people, to outsiders. Everybody wants to be involved in this now, and that's a tremendous achievement, and that's something that I think you all deserve a lot of credit for. So please give yourselves a round of applause for what you've done. To this day, people tell me not to expect a whole lot, that all kinds of things can go wrong. For instance, You're going to actually sell tickets online using credit cards to a bunch of hackers? What, are you crazy? To this day, people can't believe that the 2600 store exists online, that we actually trust people. Well, you know, we had something like 1,500, 1,600 pre-registrants to the conference, and every single one of them used a credit card. Do you know how many instances of fraud we had? One. One instance, and we were waiting for that person to show up. They wrote a special routine for in the program to flash a particular color when that person tried to register, but they never showed up, unfortunately. And that's a lot of wasted hours. But we have fun with these things. Another instance was the very controversial panel we had this afternoon. A lot of people said, that's going to be mayhem. People can't handle this kind of thing. And I think the hacker community is well equipped to handle the most controversial of issues and listen to people with the most outrageous opinions and come to an educated decision of their own as to how to handle it. So I really want to thank people for just being open to this. It's an inspiration. Now, I don't know where we're going to be in 2 years, and hopefully number 9 can take place here, but we'll have to see if the hotel cooperates and stays standing. But for the hotel that's here now, I want to thank them for being tremendous to us, letting us do our crazy things. And if any of you out there have the capacity to save this place, know people who do, millionaires, billionaires, if anyone within the sound of my voice can lend some expertise or just help out somehow, convincing somebody not to do something stupid and build an office tower here where we don't need another one, we need this place, please, please lend a hand, sign the petition, do whatever you can, because it matters. I think what we prove here every single time we do this is that every voice matters, and together, as Rhody said, we own the earth, right? Yeah. Again, I want to thank all of you. I want to thank the speakers especially because they really produced an extremely well-rounded program. Every talk, I think, was really interesting and diverse and well-attended. So thanks to everybody for making it a success in the audience. Thanks to the speakers, of course, the volunteers, and all the new things that we've done and will continue to do. We're always open to ideas. We want to hear your feedback, too. Write to hope@hope.net and tell us your feelings. Send us pictures, whatever you want to do, so that we can tell the world about what happened here this weekend, because I think it's truly awesome. And I'd like to invite everybody back on stage. Hopefully the stage will support that. Some of us get a little bigger every year, and there are more of us, too, than ever before. How many people? That's a good question. I don't know if we know exactly. It's somewhere over the 2,000 mark, in that range. A good crowd.
Thousands.
Thousands, yes.
Over 9,000.
Not over 9,000, no. That's a little too much. But we like each and every one of you, and we want to thank people for just behaving in such a great way, whether it's outside the hotel, in the city, up on the 18th floor or the second floor. There were no incidents at all. And that's you guys. And that's what makes hope possible. That's what makes changing this misperception of what hackers are all about entirely realistic. So again, thank you. And do we have something else planned? I'm kind of... Why not next year? Well, you know, we can talk. We can talk, Johannes. Anything is possible. It's one thing we've learned is that they tell us things are impossible.
Next year.
All right. You do know with every one of these conferences, I age 5 years, so what are you trying to do? Next year, though, I mean, anything's possible, like I said. Next year, the Germans are having a hacker camp in August. I encourage all of you to look into going to that, because those things really do inspire us. We would not be here now were it not for our European friends showing us how to do it right. And I encourage people to go to the CCC Congress in December between Christmas and New Year's. That's a ton of fun. That's how we got the Club Mate. We try to bring things from overseas here and make things better. So
you have to sell it to them. Tell them it's on a Soviet air base.
It's a Soviet air base?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? That's right. It's the same place. Yes. Okay, the CCC camp next August is at a former, well, it's actually East German air base. The Soviets ran it. So, and that's one of the, that's the one with the airplanes, right? Yeah, the airplanes on the ground just hanging out, and we're camping all around that. It's really incredible. You can't do that kind of shit here. Yet, but we're working on it. Here's Bernie. I want to thank everybody.
One last thing. We could use a hand from you folks. How many people enjoyed the chip music concerts we had Friday and Saturday night? All right. It really went well this year, and wouldn't have happened without a lot of people's help, including Gus and Lex. But Lex went out of his way to commemorate this thing by out of his pocket, spending a ton of money to get these really cool posters made up. After the welding hour, is that what they were? He paid like $18 a piece to have these things made up, and like, no, we just didn't get around to selling them. We only do this to try to meet our costs. We don't make any money on this stuff. So we're at the 2600 merchandising table on your way out. There'll be some of those posters. If you enjoyed that concert and want to remember it, pick up one of those posters, like $20.
They're shiny.
They're beautiful. So pick that up so this guy doesn't have to get evicted from his apartment.
One final round of applause for our organizers and for you guys.
All right, thanks again, everybody. As a final reminder, on your way out, if you see any trash or anything by your seats, please just pick it up. We have trash cans on out there. Also, if you'd like to stick around, find anybody with the blue AV Tech lanyards. They will give you a job to do in here and if possibly in Lovelace. But if you can, stick around. If not, please make your way to the exits. Thank you so much again.
Media Archives.com.
Get far, everybody!